Welcome back to Endurance Planet. I'm Kevin Patrick. The quote that adorns Lisa Taylor's blog tells you a lot about her. While others may wax poetic or quote Thoreau, Taylor's blog says simply, "I dream of a better tomorrow where chickens can cross roads and not have their motives questioned." She tends to be a fun-loving, highly social, age group endurance athlete.
I'm very laid back. I don't generally let things bother me. It's just my personality, whether it's in sports or in real life. You take what you're given and you work with that. There's things that you can control in your life, but there's a lot of things that God hands you to see how you deal. And you deal as best you can.
Today on Endurance Planet, we introduce you to BeginnerTriathlete.com's Beginner Triathlete of the Month. Lisa Taylor, also known as Trixie by those on BeginnerTriathlete.com, is a personal trainer who got into multisport by accident, or rather, by injury.
I did track and field when I was in high school. I was on the crew team at Michigan State for a year. The way that I got into triathlon was I was playing soccer, and I tore some ligaments and had to have them reattached. And my surgeon said that running probably was not going to be at the same level that it had been before, and to maybe try biking. So I went and I bought a bike, and I bought a triathlon bike because they looked way cooler than a road bike.
And lo and behold, she had talent in duathlon in particular that made her quite competitive. As for her doctor's prediction on her future as a runner,
my running actually got better, and I'm not sure why or how, but I think that with the surgery and the pain that I had with the surgery, I learned how to deal with pain a little better than I had before.
In fact, just this last month, she was in California to take part in the Western States 100 until it was canceled because of fires in the area. The way Lisa sees it, though, that was kind of a blessing in disguise because she has other big races on her agenda.
I have the World Championships for duathlon in September, and it kind of works out well because I would have had to wait for my legs and my feet to heal after Western States. Generally, that'll take about 3 to 4 weeks. So I will start next week on speed training, getting ready for that. And I have some smaller level dues that I want to do in preparation for Worlds. And try to get into tries. You know, I've done a couple. I'm not a swimmer. I don't have gills. And it's very difficult for me, but I have a coach that I have a feeling is going to really push me into the pool. So hopefully next year after Western States, I will try my hand at triathlon.
Lisa is one of the most popular figures on BeginnerTriathlete.com. Every day, droves of people post comments on her log. She comments back, and avatars of friends line a large section of that training log.
I have found some very, very good friends and some very long-lasting relationships on Beginner Triathlete. What do I get out of it? I enjoy helping people with their running. I enjoy the camaraderie of giving people crap about, you know, their training or, you know, it's just fun. The interaction between not only the beginners that are on there, but the people that have been in the sport for a very, very long time. Just, it's a place to go and talk about the sport, yet I don't really talk about the sport all that much on there.
Understanding that her strength is first as a runner, Lisa sees this as the biggest mistake other runners make in their training.
I think that most people, and myself included, take hard days too easy and take easy days too hard. That's probably the biggest mistake that I see in running. I'm not well-versed in swimming, and I'm a little bit versed in biking, but running is definitely my background, and that's generally what I see. I also see people that don't do much speed work, and it's very difficult to get fast if you don't do any speed work. You need to train your legs to go faster. But I think probably just not taking it easy enough on days that you need to recover and not pushing it hard enough on the days that you need to teach your body to go faster.
When asked about her best war story from her time in endurance sports, she, in true positive Trixie form, simultaneously recalls her proudest moment.
And I think the worst experience that I've ever had for me was probably also the best. It was during the 100 miler when I had a blister that covered the bottom of my foot right around somewhere in the 80 miles. and I couldn't run anymore, nor could I walk on that foot, so I had to walk on the outside of my foot. But at 80 miles into a 100-mile race, you don't stop. I mean, if there's any way that you can keep going and you can step one foot in front of the other, you do it. And I just so happened to do it on the side of my foot. But I wasn't going to quit just because I had to alter my stride or alter my pace. And the reason I think that was the best time is because I learned how to adapt and I learned how to get through that pain, both mentally and physically, and just keep my eye on the goal, and that was the finish line about 20 miles ahead.
Because of that positive, carefree attitude, Lisa Taylor, a.k.a. Trixie, has been named by her peers on BeginnerTriathlete.com the Beginner Triathlete of the Month. That'll do it for today's Endurance Planet. I'm Kevin Patrick. We'll meet you back here tomorrow.